Mrs. James Paradine. How wonderful it sounds.
Oh, I felt like a criminal when I tied that label on our bag. Oh, Jim, I'm sure it's all wrong.
Nothing wrong about it. But still, if you've any misgivings, I have a special license all ready for us. Here are two names. We can go and get married right away, and the Hedigetts can go hang.
No, you're going to have their consent, or it's goodbye to me. I've braced myself up to play the part, and I'm going through with it.
Will it be so difficult to play?
No, Jimmy, dear, I don't think it will. And then I may find out during the day what sort of husband you're going to make. Perhaps you'll turn out perfectly horrid, and I shall end up by refusing my consent.
I think I'll take the chance.
Oh, I wish, though, it were just the Harrogates and not a lot of other people coming today.
Hello, Grips. I didn't see you. How are you, old man? You've met the wife, of course.
Welcome to the pergola, my dear James. And welcome to you, my dear... what's the name?
Madeline. The sweetest name in the world, worn by the sweetest, most beautiful darling in existence.
Well, I'm sorry Grevins is not here to join in the welcome, but, I understand from his good housekeeper that he's expected later with some friends.
Oh, let me show you into the house, Mrs. Paradine.
I understood you to say Grevins was coming himself this afternoon and bringing some friends. What's that?
That low, muffled sound, as if of an approaching army.
Good heavens, the whole village is on its way here.
Three cheers for the young couple. Hip hip!
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Thanks very much. It's awfully good of you to give us a reception like this. Two strangers like ourselves.
Yes, you'll all come to tea, won't you?
Rather!
It's topping to have you down here, Mrs. Paradine.
Woolham Church is a great place. You'll love our links.
Oh, but I'm afraid I don't play golf.
Tennis is your game, what?
No, I don't play tennis either. What else do you do around here?
Oh, I read and cycle and play badminton.
Oh. I go in tremendously for intensive culture. I get all mulching and we have a whist drive every Tuesday.
Oh, and a book tea at Mrs. Upwater.
But don't you have any real fun?
What sort of fun?
Why, a moonlit run for miles and miles in a car, then one little dance to the gramophone before we go to bed.
Oh. In the middle of the night?
Of course. What is the night for? Oh. Say, do you ever shimmy?